Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I've come to realize there are two three-letter words that bring most people out in hives, the DMV and the HOA. When we purchased our brand new home up beyond the hill that locals have called magic since 1971, I told my wife, as a brand new American citizen, I may not be able to do much about the DMV, but I'm going to do my very best to establish an outstanding HOA in this new community. I see so many parallels between serving on my HOA board and the workplace, mainly because in both cases, we're just simply dealing with people and all the joys and challenges that entails. In fact, the only difference I can think of is that we don't get paid as board members, and I haven't seen any baked goods at meetings yet. So here are my top six similarities. Number one, short-term versus long-term thinking. Just like in the workplace, leaders must consider what needs to be done this month and this year, while also keeping an eye on the horizon. We need to be able to pay the bills today and ensure we have sufficient reserves for future repairs and replacements. Number two, establishing a mission, a vision, and a set of values. You know, Peter Drucker, the renowned management thinker, once said, quote, "The only things that evolve by themselves in an organization are disharmony, distrust, and discordance," and that great leaders create an intentional, high-achieving culture. Likewise, any successful work team I've ever been part of or consulted with thrives on clarity of direction. As a HOA board, we need a clear mission. That's our why. We need defined goals, our vision for the year ahead, and shared values, the rules of engagement that guide how we work together as a board. Number three, be clear on our customer needs. I've come to the conclusion there are three levels of customer service: satisfy, exceed, and anticipate needs. Great organizations focus on all three levels, and we must endeavor to do the same as an HOA board: satisfy, exceed, and anticipate customer needs. Number four, encourage a contribution rather than a consumer mindset. Have you noticed, because I have, there seems to be two types of people at work, and in life generally, I think. The first is what I call the consumer, and they expect the organization to meet all their needs and complains when it doesn't, often leaving if things aren't fixed. Now, the second, what I call the contributor, shows up on time, offers constructive, solution-minded input, and focuses on the collective good. Have you noticed how consumers speak in me, my, and I, whereas contributors speak in us, we, together? Number five, see vendors as partners. Great organizations see their vendors as partners. Likewise, as an HOA board, we're evaluating all of the vendors we inherited from the developer board, including the management company, to ensure each provides high quality service at a fair cost. I often think there's a four-point framework for organizational effectiveness: investors, leadership, employees, and vendors. And in the HOA, our investors are our fellow owners. We are the leadership as the board, and our vendors are our partners. We just don't have employees. And then finally, number six, have a stewardship mindset. Just as we, as an HOA board, have a fiduciary duty to steward the dues, income, and reserves for 125 newly constructed homes on this ancient Californian ranch by the river, an organization's leadership must recognize that without ensuring income exceeds expenses and assets exceeds liabilities, they won't be employed for much longer. So who knew that serving on an HOA board was just like any workplace? You quickly learn that budgets don't create themselves, visions don't explain themselves, and neighbors like co-workers never mute themselves. But when folks stop tripping up over the CC&Rs and start rallying around shared goals, good things can happen. So whether it's a cul-de-sac or a conference room, success comes down to collaboration, contribution, and enough patience to survive that phrase. I wanted to share some research that I did on ChatGPT.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.